Hi everybody. Today I'm going to be talking about all those people who may be afraid to comment. Are you one of those people? Do you come across a blog post that you really want to comment on, but then you look at the comment box and you hesitate? Are there many reasons why you're not commenting? If you want to find out more, listen on. Hello. I'm Alice Elliott, the founder of thecommentingclub.co.uk, that shows you how the magic of commenting can increase the popularity of your business, which ultimately leads on to ideal clients. Now, the best way to overcome your commenting fears is this, is to actually acknowledge why you have the fears. First of all, one of the fears you might have is what do others think of my comment? This is quite common with people who have a lack of self-esteem and worry about things. They often imagine what other people will think of their comment once they've written it, which is possibly quite a normal thing to do. A lot of people do that, but it's actually rather silly because, in the end, your point of view is valid because it's yours. You know stuff that other people don't know. So, what is your problem about is sharing that information? Because they don't know it, they should be therefore impressed about what you comment about. As long as you're careful what you write about and don't upset others with your language, there's no reason at all why you shouldn't be able to write exactly what you want in your comment without feeling any worrying about others think about your comment at all. The second thing people worry about is that their comment isn't good enough. We all worry about quality, but there's no need to be intimidated by others because remember, it's the same with what other people think. As long as you have something worthwhile saying and your point of view is valid, there's absolutely no reason why your comment should not be as good as anybody else's comment. It's going to be brilliant because you've actually bothered to make a comment, which is better than all the other readers who haven't. And remember, spam is pretty awful, and there's no way your comment could be as bad as spam. So whatever you write is going to be good. So just get home and start writing. Of course, another fear might be other people's disapproval. If you have a disagreement, don't worry about other people think about your disagreement. You're always entitled to their point of view. So why not state your disagreement? Remember, it makes it better if you have some facts to back up your argument, you have examples and things that make it more valuable. Because stick to your guns. If you don't agree what the post writes about, doesn't matter. You just say so, as long as you've got something to back it up with, some evidence. And remember, disagreement is good. All bloggers should accept comments that disagree, as long as they're backed up with good evidence, because it sparks discussion. It shows also that you have lots of other people who are reading your post rather than your mother or next door neighbour, because if everybody doesn't say, "That's very nice, dear," then you're going to get something worthwhile reading your comments. Now, number four is that you might not know what to say. That is a problem, especially if you've got lack of time and you may be even due to stress can actually make you stop thinking about what you're going to say. But that comes back down to it. It's a time element. You need to have time to have a proper think. If the information you think about coming doesn't immediately come to your brain, stop. Take time out. Think about it before you attempt to make a comment. And of course, another way of looking at it is if you don't know what to say, don't bother. Don't comment just to make a noise. That's not going to be helpful to anyone. Just saying nice post or thanks is very unhelpful to the blogger. So if you can't think of anything to say at that time, just don't bother. And if you think of something to say later on, then revisit the post to write that comment. And then the last thing about being scared is, of course, the first person to comment. Seeing an empty comment box is really daunting. Nobody likes to break that commenting duck. So, but I need to think about it in this way. You've got free rein to say whatever you like, carte blanche. You can get your point of view across for anybody else. And if you make a good impression, other people have to follow you rather than you have to follow them. And Because you've had the chance to get your point of view across before anybody else, you're much more likely to get noticed by the author and other commenters too. And that's, as long as you've got enough self-esteem, that's a great position to be in. So don't be scared of being the first person to comment. That's actually a really good place to be in. Thank you for listening. I'm Alice Elliott, the founder of thecommentingclub.co.uk, that shows you how the magic of commenting can increase the popularity of your business, which ultimately leads onto ideal clients. If you'd like to talk to me about aspects of fear of commenting, you're very welcome to. So please send me a message so we can have a little chat.